Welcome to Babbo and Joe Show, your Mile High Nerd Culture Podcast. My name is Joe.
And I'm Babbo.
How are you doing today, Babbo?
No, pretty good, aside from this chilly-ass weather.
It is a little nippy out.
A little nipply.
Titty-bit nipply.
How about you, Joe? Enjoying the weather?
No, it's not that bad now that I've got my leather on over my hoodie. We are out in Babbo's sunroom, but it is nighttime and it is cold, so it is a moon room at the moment.
It's cement, too, so it's just, ugh.
Yeah, but yeah, we do it worse. For you.
Could be worse. We could be up in New York.
That would suck.
That would suck.
They got hit hard the whole East Coast, right? Or was it specifically New York? Tell me about this, Bobo.
I'm not entirely sure. They're calling it a monster storm. It's going to be one for the books.
That's a bad day.
All right, here in the sunroom with us, we got Mikey.
Yo, Mikey.
How's it going, Bobo and Joe?
It's good, man. It's good. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good, enjoying the chilly weather.
Awesome.
We gotta try to hang in there. How much do you know about this monster storm?
I actually haven't been paying too much attention to myself either.
Yeah, the Weather Channel. Boring.
It is boring. Fuck the Weather Channel.
But seriously, for all you guys out in New York, wish you the best. I hope it passes and we'll have to deal with that bullshit much longer.
I did hear something on the news about it a little bit this morning, saying something to the effect of, like, 400,000 people are without electricity right now.
Wow.
And the temperatures are super low, and, like, there are 10 deaths so far attributed to this superstorm.
That is ripped through. Crazy.
I don't know, man. It's pretty brutal. I think that global warming might be a real thing, man. Possibly.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
That would be ours. Well, not mine specifically.
I don't know.
Maybe yours, though.
You might be the evil mastermind here.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. Alright. So, getting into shit. I did not do my homework. Just, you know I said I was going to, but, you know. This is a bit like my time in school, where I often said I would do my homework and did not do my homework and got a zero in school.
Damn it, Joe. Disappointed in you then, and we're disappointed in you now. Did you not learn?
Obviously not.
There might need to be some sort of consequences for not coming through with your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Such as eating baby food or something, a dog biscuit, one of those little, something
like
fun like that.
You're getting creative.
No, dude, no dog biscuit. Fuck no. That will make me throw up, dude. Shawarma's delicious.
That shawarma
Oh, no,
so
that
good.
Shawarma was horrible.
We had shawarma today, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, but the boys here did not.
I don't know, Baba, what did you think the shawarma
tasted like? Very bland, honestly. Like, you got those, the sauce was, the only, tasteful thing in there. Everything else was just bland.
Yeah, well,
And the sauce was, honestly kind of watery.
Yeah, the sauce was kind of watery today. I will admit that. I wore a lot of the sauce.
I was wearing the sauce in my hand. Yeah, that's how that worked.
Yeah.
The cheap bread, it just all broke so easily.
Yeah, the bad cut of meat. Yeah, just nothing personal. You can have your little shack there if you like it. I like places that, the health inspector goes to.
Well, there you have it. There's the shawarma report. Fuck.
Just let everyone know. Joe will not be picking the next place we eat.
Dude, I'll keep picking the places we eat as long as I got the wheels, sucker.
Yeah, but what happens when you're the one who gets food poisoning?
They go to the hospital.
I eat there regularly. I'll be fine.
You're already immune to it, huh?
Yep.
But no worries. Save the day with Ben and Jerry.
Yeah, we also had some ice cream.
That was a very good choice.
Yeah,
that
was good times. Good times. So getting into shit then.
Blood plus.
So you had homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't report on the Joker.
We need to go back on the Joker.
Yeah, first of all, yeah, Babo did not report on the Joker. We thought that we had, but it turns out that we had not. We had just discussed it.
And then forgot about it.
Things happen.
You do. But anyways, the Joker. That was awesome. It was like the view of one of Joker's lackeys. Like just some random lackey.
Johnny.
Johnny. And it's like it's his story, but he's like Joker's right hand man at that time. And so he's going around, and Joker's just got out of the asylum. You know, he picks him up from there. Then they go around, and like Joker's trying to be going back into it. Like, this is my city. I need to find out who's running it for me right now. And he finds out it's like some stupid fat mob dude, and takes him to the back with Harley, and then he comes out onto the dance floor, like stripped of his skin. And that was his intro.
That's pretty brutal. And what did you think of the artwork?
Yeah, it was nice. It was really nice, like gruesome.
Yeah.
I mean, skin missing off of the dude's body, obviously pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought it was cool because even though it was a short story, and it was short for a reason. Obviously, it's one of his goons. They don't ever last too long, do they?
No, they're a bit like the red shirt wearers in Star Trek.
Yeah.
The henchmen always get it first.
Yeah. No, but I was satisfied. I wish it was longer, but it makes sense that it wasn't.
So good review for that, and then recommended. That is the Joker by Brian Azzarello. Check it out, pick it up. We did not spoil the fuck out of it as we normally do, but the more recent homework that Babo was assigned. Off the air, since he didn't want to read another DC, I gave him something equally epic to Kingdom Come, which is Age of Apocalypse. And he has the first of four graphic novels read. And what do you think so far?
I'm
getting your feet wet.
So excited. It's trembling, man. It's like a what-if scenario. So, like, Xavier is like, he just doesn't exist. He died when?
He died when him and Magneto were still friends when they were young men.
Okay, and then this is just like Magneto taking over and like.
Yeah, he's carrying on the dream of the X-Men.
This is how the world has ended up. And yeah. Oh, it's so enticing. Everyone you knew is just not, like, just the same people, but just not how you remember them. Because just. They've been affected by, like, the fact that Xavier wasn't leading them. Like, they're just growing up as Magneto as the leader.
The absence of Xavier allowed for Apocalypse to take over a big portion of North America.
Yeah, and he's slowly spreading across.
Yeah, he's,
isn't that slow, actually. He's kind of...
No, he's kind of running the whole fucking country now. Yeah, shit's kind
of
bad.
There's all sorts of different, like, groups, like, conspiring or working for, and it's their war, and it's a big war, and there's just...
Mutants everywhere.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. I'm so excited. Major thumbs up. I do wish it was a little more gruesome. I don't know, I love the gruesome in, like, comics and animes. I feel like it adds to it.
Well, understand that, you know, this was written in the mid-90s, and, you know, they had comic code and things that was more strict at the time. You get away with more stuff now because, you know, you can slap a mature label on something, and it's okay. You know, there are people out there that realize now that comic books is not just a medium for children to be entertained, but, you know, it's a medium for adults as well. Hence why we get down. But still, real fucked up. A lot of bad shit goes down in old Age of Apocalypse. We're going to give Babo the second graphic novel of the four, and he'll report some more on some Age of Apocalypse. And Mikey, you read Age of Apocalypse before, too. What is your take on this?
It was an amazing what-if. And just to see, like, you know, like Babo said, just the way some characters just how they, if there was a different twist to this character's beginning, how much of a different person they would have been, you know?
Yeah.
And to see some people become leaders that you never really thought would be a leader, or, you know, it was just, you know, things like that, you know? It's always interesting to see things from a different perspective.
So who's your favorite Age of Apocalypse character?
By far, I have to say Sabretooth. There's no way I can't say he isn't.
Sabretooth is kind of fucking balls out, dude. He's kind of a badass, but he's, like, you know, he's good in this world. He starts out as one of Apocalypse's horsemen, and the shit that Apocalypse wants him to do leaves a bad taste in his mouth, and he decides to be good, and he works under Magneto's X-Men.
And the horsemen kind of betray him.
Well, the horsemen do kind of betray him, too, when he starts having doubt as to...
Yeah, they're kind of like, fuck you, then. We don't want anything to do with you.
You're weak.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
Why your favorite kid? You? That's what they always say. That's what they said to him, and he shows them.
Fuck some shit up.
Sabretooth is pretty G in this.
Who's your favorite character, Joe?
I like Gambit a lot in this. Gambit is kind of hardcore in this story.
Ooh, especially when he took out that fool.
Yeah, Gambit gets brutal, dude. Massive. Like, by the end of the story, you'll see why Gambit is so fucking hardcore, dude. I also really, really like Rogue a lot. Nightcrawler, of course. He's a lot of fun. He's always my favorite.
He doesn't change too much.
No, he changes a lot. He's a lot more mercenary. He's a much more good person in the primary Marvel universe.
Was he killing fools?
He gets to killing.
Oh.
Just wait. You see a lot more of Nightcrawler in the second.
Again, just to think about a different perspective. To see Nightcrawler from a perspective where he's not quite as nice.
Yeah.
And it brings his power to a real new potential.
And he starts off knowing his mom is Mystique.
Yeah.
That's another big piece.
Yeah, and he comes a little bit more like her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of a mercenary individual too.
She's not another crazy character like Magneto and Mystique. You know them as like General and fucking.
Well, Mystique kind of stays the same in this universe as she is in the
regular
universe.
Yeah, she's always kind of a bitch.
She's kind of a self-serving harpy.
Yeah. In all dimensions.
Yeah. Except for the movie verse, like they tried to make her good to begin with at X-Men First Class or whatever.
I hated that.
Let's not get on the X-Men movie subjects. It's a lot of what they've been doing with these newer superhero movies that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
It's at the point where I have to accept it. It's been so many years, but they make whatever they want out of the movie, and they don't stick to the original storylines, and it makes me so mad.
What was that Deadpool wannabe at the end? What the fuck?
Oh, I hated the way that they did
fucked up
Deadpool and X-Men Origins Wolverine. That wasn't good at all. I think a lot of people that are fans of the character Deadpool felt that he was done a grave injustice.
Just as, like, the idea of that character. He looked so stupid, like...
Well, it wasn't even that. It's just more the whole premise of the character and the character himself. I mean... You rob that from the fans, you know, when you do stuff like that. The first X-Men movie they did, there was all those crazy differences and things that you were like, this isn't how this happened. Like the whole Phoenix saga, I mean...
Rogue being all super young in the first one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things that I had issue with in the movie-verse. But, you know, I take them for what they are. You know, as far as I'm concerned, they're what-ifs.
That's where I am now. I have to accept these movies as the movies that they are and try to enjoy them as that movie, you know, as its own thing.
Yeah.
Not labeling it as this thing that it came from, you know.
Yeah. I saw Arrow, that show that's on CW or whatever now.
Is that based off the comic book?
It's based off of Green Arrow.
Huh.
And, yeah, it's... I don't know. It's interesting. It's... If you've ever seen, like, Smallville or Birds of Prey or whatever, it's one of those shows where they're trying to, you know, basically make a comic book character story, like a teen soap opera, you know? Like, they did the same thing to a lot of different DC characters now, and, I don't know, like, Arrow is interesting. I think that it's one of those things that you'll have to watch because I can see where it has its good points and I can see where it has its shortcomings. And I feel like overall, everyone's going to have to experience it for themselves and figure out if that's the kind of thing they like to get down on.
I hate Smallville.
Or you can know ahead of time.
I liked Smallville in the beginning, but then I just couldn't handle where it was going, you know. But I actually have seen a little bit of the Arrow show, and like I'm on the fence. I kind of like it, and I kind of don't, you know. It's when it's interesting for me to watch, it's interesting for me to watch, and then it turns into the soap opera, and it's kind of.
I'd have to check that out.
Yeah. So I looked up. Injustice keeps releasing characters.
Oh, wow.
Lex Luthor is confirmed.
Nice.
And he's got his battle armor.
Of course.
Of course. Well, how else is he going to fight someone exactly. like Superman?
He's a little bitch.
Well, he's a human. He goes splat at the end of Superman's fist if Superman gets real pissed at him one time.
Not even real pissed, just like a little angry.
Like, he's just kind of miffed at Lex.
No, Superman can't do that because he's too much of a goody two-shoe.
Yeah, you're right about
Lex
that.
Lex Luthor's like cancer for the world, and he's just like, well, I mean, I don't want to get rid of the cancer, but I just can't. That'll make me look bad.
Yeah.
Stop it from spreading.
And they also confirmed Catwoman for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She looks like she's going to be the fastest character in the game, or one of the fastest characters in the game.
Is she dressed up like from Arkham City?
She looks similar to how she looked in Arkham City. Not entirely, but she looks similar. It's kind of a cross between the comic book, like if you read like Hush, the story arc of Hush, it looks a lot like that Catwoman mixed with a bit of the Arkham City Catwoman from what I saw of the screenshots. The Flash is confirmed for sure. Well, actually, I guess he was kind of always confirmed. Green Arrow is definitely still confirmed. They're releasing them slowly, but still. I'm getting excited.
Is there a release date on it yet?
Yeah, it's going to be in April.
April.
Yeah, I believe it's the first week of April. I'm not sure what day. Maybe even April 1st. But, yeah, I'm excited. Got my pre-order mostly, actually about halfway paid off now.
I'm excited for Colonial Marines, man.
Yeah?
Well, like, after Jay got done talking about it, I was like, a little curious, because, you know, AVP, I gave that a shot. That sounded really fun, and I was disappointed. But, Colonial Marines, I was looking into it, and, like, I went past my GameStop, and I was like, pre-order now, and be like, play as one of the four characters, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's this character here named Private Hudson, and I'm
yeah.
like, yes!
That's the dude from Aliens, from the second Aliens, he was the guy that was all like, game over, man, game over!
I'm definitely playing that guy.
That's funny. Right on.
Awesome as shit.
Yeah, that was that tune, epic. Game over, man. Game over. It has rung through my head a lot of times.
Yeah, it's a. Classic. Yeah, it's a classic line. It's a classic character. That's pretty awesome. So you did pre-order Colonial Marines?
Yes.
Do you got it paid off?
No.
No.
Working on it.
Right on.
Yeah. Well, same as Dead Space 3.
Oh, you got Dead Space 3 pre-ordered as well?
I hope for the true fans of Dead Space, you know, that... Because I played it just for the multiplayer, the last one.
Multiplayer was fun.
And, you know, I hope for the true fans that 3 really is something that you enjoy and that the co-op is, you know, enjoyable. But as far as I understand, it's, you know, just two-player co-op. And, you know, if that's something you can get into, more power to you. But that's just not for me.
That story was always my favorite part.
Yeah, the story is always what it was for me. Like, actually, me and my dad got together, and we've been playing Dead Space 2.
Now you guys will be able to play co-op.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what we're about. We were really excited for Fear 3 when that came out, because we like to play games together, and we like to play shooters, most of all, and we like horror a lot as a genre. So we were really looking forward to Fear 3 after Fear 2 was so impressive. Let me say to any game developers out there, split screen that doesn't use the entire screen is bullshit, and it takes away from the enjoyment of your game. Stop using the split screen that only uses portions of each half of the screen. Like, you'll also see this on Resident Evil 5, which was some bullshit as well. 6 also has that shitty split screen.
And Lost Planet 2.
Yeah, Lost Planet 2 does have that.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, there's a lot of shitty split screen that doesn't work out the way it should. Now, take a cue from Borderlands. Borderlands 2, another fun shooter. Yeah, you have the option of how you get to make the split screen, and it uses the full screen, whether you choose horizontal or vertical alignment toward it. And, yeah, why are you wasting that much of the screen? Fucking...
just silly.
Yeah, don't be fucking making games like that.
Yeah, it doesn't make it look more like a movie. It just takes away from the enjoyment of the game and pisses off gamers.
It does.
Definitely.
So don't be doing that shit anymore, game companies.
Not cool, man.
We'll find you.
Don't act like because it's stretched, it takes away from it. It's not. Like, leave it in the square, it's going to take away from it because now I can't see. Everything's all stuffed up into that tiny square.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Even if you got a big-ass TV, like, why is it... don't... not cool, man.
Exactly. So don't be doing that shit no more. But Dead Space 2, man, I forgot how much fun that game was.
It was so intense the entire time.
Yeah, on the multiplayer online, because it was like completing the campaign almost, but it's short missions.
Yeah.
And it was a 4v4, humans trying to complete the missions, and the aliens aliens trying to stop them.
Get the antenna out, or get to the escape pod.
It was so fun to be the aliens, though. Oh, goodness.
Being the aliens was fun.
Just tear people up.
Good times. The story, too, man. The story is so much fun.
Did you play the DLC for it? I think it was called Downfall, maybe?
Oh,
I can't remember.
I heard about it, but I don't believe I played it.
You know, mine came with it, and... I can never really get it to load the way I want it to.
You play as, like, another character.
Yeah, it I don't know. It... maybe...
it's great.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, getting frustrated with the loading process. Because I've loaded a lot of things onto my PlayStation, you know, that I've downloaded and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that just doesn't load the way it normally does. And it just pisses me off. And so I've just, I've not done it.
Another point for Xbox.
Let's not keep a tally system here on Xbox and PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah.
We have to compare them as different things. This is my line. I've had a lot of conversations about this. You're looking at an Xbox as a gaming console that has a few additional features. And you know what? As that, I have to say Xbox wins. Like, this is where we have to separate it. No high five just yet there, Bob.
Oh, man.
You have to understand
high five denied.
The PlayStation 3 is more of a multimedia system than it is just a gaming system. The PlayStation 3 is set up much better to be used for more applications than the Xbox is.
Evinced by the Blu-ray.
If you ask me, then that's how that works. But as an individual gaming console, then yeah, you know, the Xbox works, I like it, but dealing with Microsoft and all their extra hassle to go through their additional features is a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, I've always felt like Xbox was more of, like, for those, like, wanting to play, like, massively, like, with other people, and a lot of co-op-based games, maybe, like, online.
I don't know, man, I used to get down on Battlefield 2 online all the time.
I feel like PlayStation focuses around a lot of single players.
Huh,
because
that,
it takes advantage.
That's an interesting concept.
Because it takes advantage of all of its, you know, crisp, clean, visual, like, because it is more of a media based.
It's a media based system, and that's where you. That's my personal opinion nowadays, and that's how I really compare them. I don't look at them as kind of the same.
But
you
Xbox
know,
is
I mean,
trying to be that
Xbox
multimedia.
Xbox has got the Gears of War and the Halo, and those are two super popular, massive multiplayer based games, and then like. The really popular ones for your PlayStation would be, like, Uncharted single player.
Oh, Call of Duty. Come on. Let's not... you can't deny that.
Call of Duty's all around, though. I mean, it even gets onto the computer and...
yeah, but just the Call of Duty network on PlayStation is a pretty large network.
As it is with the Xbox.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, like, it's an all-around game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, those, like, they say, like, exclusive for PS3, exclusive for Xbox. Like, you look at exclusive games on Xbox, they're mostly, like, massive online multiplayers.
That is
exclusives on PS3 are usually,
right.
like,
to the detriment of story.
Like, God of War, you know, Metal Gear.
God of War, Metal Gear, those are both really awesome games. And they are geared for the single
player. Yeah.
Infamous.
Yeah, feminist. Yeah, see?
Prototype.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not impressed with Prototype.
Oh, I had Prototype. So much fun with Prototype.
I had a lot of hope for it.
I didn't play
out.
Prototype 2, but I heard that was a lot of more of the same debate.
It's exactly the same. It just fixed the graphics.
It was a little different. There was slight variances, yeah, you know, but it was pretty much the same game. But still, I mean...
The boss fights were shitty.
Yeah, but it's one of those games that's just fun just to play.
Yeah.
You know, for a little while.
Like Crackdown.
Just plop it in for a couple hours. Just
Crackdown was so fun. Crackdown 2.
The first Crackdown was...
Did you
awesome.
Play 2?
No, I did not play 2.
You'll have fun
two.
With that, I promise.
The first one was a lot of fun, dude. I enjoyed making my character all fucking pimped out and, like, able to kick cars across the screen and shit. That was so rad.
You could have, like, multiplayer and, like, co-op where you're just, like, massive badasses just running around the city together. There's four of you. And then you can fly.
Oh, shit.
How cool is that shit? Like, it's... Your suit is built to, like, glide, not fly, so it's like you... fucking dive bomb, and if you turn right at the right moment, you'll pick yourself back up. And you can just, like, endlessly fly like that. If you have the curve down right, you have to, like...
Practice the technique.
That. It's cool.
You know what also I enjoyed for my Xbox that I've been thinking about lighting up again lately is Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, man.
Ninja Gaiden
2
for my Xbox 360. Fuck, dude, that game is brutal. The last time I played it, I got up to, like... I don't know, like the 8th or 9th stage or something like that, and just got too hard, I got too frustrated, and
which
I seriously almost broke the...
Yeah, that's
two.
That's where I was too, just around, I think, the same levels. I loved the game to hell, and I really tried, but, I mean, it's a game where there's not a lot of...
room for error?
Yeah, and it's hard to, I don't like to play with guides all the time. You know,
yeah.
I don't like to just have something that tells me exactly what to do. I like to have I like to figure it out myself and have fun playing the game.
The game doesn't give you time.
But in some of it gets so difficult that you have to do things you have to do things in just the right way that if you don't, then you're pretty fucked.
Yeah. Me and my friend, we played on normal and got all the way through. Those boss battles, though, are so hard, like... Not only do you have to survive those, like, ridiculously hard, like, goons, because they're, like, attacking all at once, and it's fucking crazy to get away from them and shit, but, like, the boss fights, they're...
Yeah, the boss fights are,
like,
tough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, disappointed with the very end boss, that's for sure. He was kind of too easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
After all the bullshit that you face with all
the
other ones? Well, when I get to the end, fuck, dude, we'll see about how easy that boss is, but... It's pretty brutal right now.
But that's the one thing I do like about Ninja Gaiden. It's one of the few games out there that, I know a lot of people who just put it down, couldn't beat it. It was just too, the game itself was just, it was hard. The tactics, the timing, the, everything was just really difficult. And you don't see too much of that anymore, Back when games were a lot harder back when we were kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like Battletoads, infamous for, that, that jet ski scene where you're riding and you have to do the exact correct movements or else you die and you only get X amount of continues and, you have to memorize how to do that. And if you lose, you go back all the way through the game until you get to that point. Ninja Turtles, the original Nintendo game, was also a bit like that where... you eventually
in
hit
boss fights,
you hit a certain level and it's just like impossible and you're like, if you fucking die, that's it, and then you have to redo everything and it's like you get really good at everything up until that point, but you make it to that level with only so much life, with only so many continues, with only so many turtles left, and
right, they're still doing it like it's almost the standard, but it's just like better graphics now. Like Resident Evil 6, they did that shit. Like you have to press the right button and you're done. Like at the right moment,
yeah.
It pops up in your face, and if you press the wrong one, like you do, your head falls off because you just got chapped.
Yeah, Dead Space is a lot like that.
Yeah,
I've been playing
Dead
the fuck
Space,
out of
you
Dead
had to
Space.
Be,
too,
you had to be on your toes like all the time.
Dude, I forgot how hard it was. There, I did some multiple saves that in every chapter, and that seems to save my ass. Because if I can't beat, like, the hard parts, you know, those rooms where everything closes off and you're just getting hit by, like, tons of zombies and they just keep flooding into the room and shit. Those survival situations, and yeah, no, those are intense. They get rough. You have to put the game down and come back to it with a fresh head the next day.
Yeah, if you beat it on the hardest mode of, and get the achievement for, like, only using 3 saves or so, like, you end up getting a special gun, and it's, like, it's just a giant foam finger, and, like, he holds it up, and, like, when you fire, he says, bang, bang, and, like, it's a one-hit kill gun, but it has no pointer.
Huh. That's weird.
It's so cool, though.
I have not beaten it on the hardest mode yet. I'm actually on the second from the hardest difficulty, and that's been kind of tough.
Yeah, I didn't even try playing it on the hardest difficulty. I was like, nope.
And so what, you're only allowed to make 3 saves all the way across the entire play of the game?
I believe that's how it goes. It might be 2.
Yeah, no, I don't have that much time to dedicate to it.
No.
No. But, awesome game, lots of fun, been playing the fuck out of it. So let's,
Do you watch anime, Mike?
You know, I love anime, man. It's something I grew up watching, you know, and it starts as cartoons, you know, but, you know, some of the cartoons I watched as a kid, you know, really were anime. Dragon Ball,
of course,
it came to Dragon Ball Z, and that was an epic series when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a big fan when it hit GT, though. I was like, get out of here.
GT was a little, you know, a little different. I watched the whole series.
I did, yeah.
But you're right, it wasn't the same, and that's because it wasn't made by the same person. So, I mean, that's why it didn't have that same kind of touch to it. Yeah. But it was still interesting to watch. But it also helped, you know, open me up to that kind of thing, you know.
When Super Saiyan 4, that was, what the hell. They were red, like, hairy-ass motherfuckers. And, like, Goku was a kid the entire time, I didn't like that.
That was, again, one of the twists that was put
Dragon Ball
to try
was
to
cool.
Yeah.
When he was a kid and beating ass, that was cool. But he's a grown-ass man in a child's body. Like,
yeah,
not
that
cool.
Was, yeah, yeah.
No,
that,
like,
that,
we
that
already
was
watched twist. You grow up once.
But that was,
do it again.
That was the touch the creator put on it to make him kind of...
Made me hate him.
Well, to so Goku could attach with his granddaughter a little bit more.
His granddaughter's pretty cool. But, I mean, it's like...
Pan was pretty cool.
It's like he was kind of like a little bitch because, like... Bam had to protect him sometimes, because he's a little kid.
No, Goku was way, way more powerful. I mean, he had his full power. He was just, that was the joke to it. It was Emperor Pilong, the character from Dragon Ball, got a hold of the Dragon Balls. And he wished that Goku was a kid again, so he could defeat him. Right? And the trick to this is that Goku, again, is in a child's body, but he has his full power still.
Damn that show.
Dude, Dragon Ball was definitely long and epic, and...
It was like when he went into Super Saiyan 4, he was a grown man, like, what?
It broke the power of the...
Wish.
The wish. It was so... His power was so... So much that it...
I should have watched it all the way through.
it has an interesting end. I don't want to... I mean, actually, there's no point... It came out in America so many years that we even became fans of it here in America so many years after the series was already done... I'm sure by the time I was watching Dragon Ball here, in places in Polynesia and Malaysia and places like that, they were all watching GT at that point, you know? And we're still so far behind in that thing. That's the interesting thing about anime. We're so far behind here in America that we're watching shows that were made in the 80s still, and we love them. I mean, they're huge. It's a huge cultural thing for us now. It's like it's ironic that, you know, all these cultures that have been taken from us, like Japan and England and all the China, I mean, the world culture is taken from the U.S. culture. And it's interesting to see people, you know, our culture dive back into some of these other countries' cultures.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's why, you know, anime is so popular in America is because, you know, we are so inundated with our own culture that, you know, we like to reach out and get a sampling of someone else's culture, even if it's just through their entertainment.
Yeah, I like reaching out to other cultures. Gives you a little... Feel a little, cultural.
Feel a little more worldly. A little less Colorado.
I think Bob was talking out and reaching someone in the third way. No.
do, 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 do. Good times. So what else do we like for anime? Like, yeah, you know, let's talk classic anime.
Oh man, you know, it's so funny. I was trying to even remember some of my classic anime favorites, and it's been so long since I've seen some of them that I don't even remember their titles. I remember the last time I had come just to hang out with you, Bobo. I had told you one of the names of the titles, but I forgot the movie itself at this point. So, but there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of epic anime. It's hard to, you know, to say if a movie's more of my favorite or, you know, some series. Cause series have a longer time to compel you.
Yeah.
So if we're gonna go with series, Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop is my favorite anime.
That
series.
Is a classic fucking series. That
I've never
series
gone
fast.
All the way through it.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
I watched the movie and then
the movie is not the same. I was so mad about the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I would have to watch the entire series now.
Well, I'll just tell you, you know, I mean, just the ending is just, it's wrong. It's the dream ending that they didn't have in the series.
See, what I wish I ended up watching all the way through was when, like, Cowboy Bebop was, it was Big O.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
between
Big
the two,
O.
But that wasn't true anime. That was made by Cartoon Network.
No, it wasn't.
It was on Adult Swim.
It was on Adult Swim. It was not made by...
I thought it was something that they
no,
made specifically.
No.
For
these
their Toonami.
No, sir. These are shows that they have imported. Yeah, you think Lupin the Third is something that...
No. I'm saying, like, you know, it was, like, the only Cartoon Network-made anime.
No, it was imported from...
Huh.
It's all imported anime.
Big O.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I like a lot of the movies, though, like a lot of the classic movies. Like, I really liked, Demon City Shinjuku, or I'm sorry, Shinjuku.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is
crazy.
That is a fucking dope anime. That shit is a bit like Dead Space, but in a fucking, you know, or Resident Evil, or, you know, a lot of those stories with, like, the twisted, demonic fucking... like, twisted creatures and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, dude. That fucking movie was intense.
Yeah,
a lot,
you know,
of fun.
It's one of those, that's one of those things, it was such a, you know, kind of underculture, too, when we were younger.
Yeah.
Anime and everything. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't part of pop culture. It wasn't something that everybody was into, and it was really cool, you know? It was...
Yeah, no,
was,
my first animes I got exposed to by my, dad's roommate. We lived in
Hawaii.
Borrow
the VHS, you know, that's not something people talk about anymore. That's how it was. It was, you know, here, you want to watch this anime, here you go. You know, I got to lend it to you, and it got around by word of mouth and people borrowing.
He used to rent anime from this Blockbuster that we had there. Like, anime was a real big deal in Hawaii when I was a kid. I was like 11 or so at the time, and, you know, that was really where it was big, and that's where I got into it, between my dad's roommate and all my contemporaries, all my school-age kids my age, you know. They were all, you know, really into it and stuff. They really liked comics, and they really liked anime. And, like, my first animes were Akira and Robotech. I watched, like, all of Robotech, like, all through, like, the Envid War, and, I mean, Jesus, dude, that shit was fucking brutal. I loved me some Robotech when I was a kid.
Dude,
oh,
dude,
my
I was
God.
A Gundam kid, dude. I was a Gundam kid all
Gundam
the way,
was the
dude.
Shit.
I didn't run into Gundam until I was much older, and by that point, my taste for the giant robot anime
yeah,
had
you can only
think
so much. Giant robot, yeah, but they had so many different Gundam series for so long. I mean... It was
and then
really
they ended it with that horrible childish, like, Cubix.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. I bet the company had been bought out at that point, and they bought it for the name. And
or they were like, we need to market to a new demographic.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it used to be pretty, I mean, there were some pretty, really intense Gundam series.
It was like, the most epic moment I remember, like, was when the Gundam ended up basically going Super Saiyan. I was like, what the fuck?
Which Gundam series were we talking about?
Oh, it was like the original... I'm pretty sure it was, like,
the
second one.
Yeah, because the original series is pretty old. It's from, like, the early 80s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the second one. It was, like, on Toonami.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're talking... It's actually... That one's actually pretty far down the line.
Is it?
Are you talking about the one where the dude had emotion? His suit was powered by emotions?
Yeah.
That one I've seen some of.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
me.
Like, he had the,
yeah, with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
The original Gundam character looked the same entire
he
time.
He had the Japanese thing on his shirt. He had the complete black rubber suit. He'd go into the robot, and his actions controlled the Gundam. Yeah, that was one of my favorite series, but it was one of the much later series. That Gundam was it was really a different premise. A lot of the original Gundam series premises were were pretty out there. You know, it was pretty futuristic. It was like, you know, space has been colonized for hundreds of years, and space colonies, you know, they don't want to be controlled by the rules of Earth anymore. They don't think that the laws of Earth apply to them because they live in a different place, and, like, you know, they're way out there, you know, huge, massive different space colonies, space ports, and, you know, warp.
Yeah,
stuff, you
it's
know,
great.
It's really, and it's a war between Earth and the space colonies, and, you know, they start making, they make the first, you know, first it's all just giant robots, basically, and then the first Gundam is, like, you know, they're like battle robots, and then the first Gundam is like the first real war machine. It's the first impressive, made out of Gundanium armor, the toughest metal that there is. And you know, it really sweeps you up. And they keep the series like that for quite a time, but it's all, you know, it's always based around, you know, this interface between man and machine, and this this technology-driven societies we have, and it's interesting to see.
Yeah, have you seen Initial D?
I don't think I've seen Initial D.
It's all about street racing. Jersey Sean was on here talking about it a couple
mad.
Of episodes ago.
I have to check it out a little bit, but I'm not really into racing too much. I can't get down on the racing scene too often.
Yeah, he's a car dork. But see, that's the cool thing about anime.
It can appeal
to anyone. Like, they make an anime for every fucking type of person. You know, if you're into horror, there are horror animes out there. There's like Pet Shop of Horrors, and there's High School of the Dead.
High School of the Dead was so cool.
So
I'm
fucking
so
cool,
sad
dude.
That they stopped it. Please come back with more. Like,
bring
seriously.
Back more High School of the Dead.
I hear that the manga, like, keeps going.
Well, they need to fucking make that a fucking series.
Yeah, they need
like
that.
Like a anime series, because
that's very appealing.
Yeah, that show was fucking awesome, and it
what
bums
time
me
we
out.
Have a zombie anime show, like, with high school, like, it's super reality-based.
Yeah, exactly. That's what made it so awesome. It's like, you know, it was what was fun about Resident Evil, but, you know, you didn't have to play it. You just got to watch it, and that was cool.
Yeah. I was just too little and too scared. Resident Evil 2, God, I'm scared. Give me nightmares, man.
Resident Evil 2 was
3
crazy.
Was pretty bad, too, because then graphics were pretty, like,
it
got awesome at that point a little bit, man. Like, I remember
when for PlayStation
Nemesis,
1 graphics.
Yeah, when Nemesis picked up that guy and, like, sent his tentacle going through him, and you saw that happen, I was, like, horrified.
Yeah.
Like, it was coming through his mouth and shit.
Yeah, that's a bad day.
That was a horrible day.
And the original couple of Silent Hills were pretty good, too. You know, if you're talking video games from back in, you know, old PlayStation 1 era.
Yeah.
Horror games, yeah, those Silent Hills were pretty good, too. Those made you jump.
Scary shit. Fear was pretty scary.
I didn't get into the first Fear until after I played Fear 2, and I was very underwhelmed by the first Fear because Fear 2 was so fucking spectacular.
Mm.
If you guys like horror games and you have not checked it out, if you're into shooters, Fear 2 is amazing. Tons of little moments that make you jump. Getting chased around by visions of that little dead girl fucks with your life, man. Fucks with your life. But, you know, it's a really awesome, awesome game. Let's see. But we're kind of steering away from anime. Let's talk some more anime. What other series do you get down on? What?
Well, a couple series I just finished watching that I really liked, that I see on, I've watched on Netflix, and Netflix has a good medium for, you know, a lot, it has a lot of anime, but not all, you know, the stuff, they don't go into a lot of the, you know, more, too, well, I don't know, they have some pretty good gory
anime,
and pretty adult anime, but, I don't know, they don't have a lot of the classic stuff I loved, but,
I'm talking about classic, like fucking
Fist
old
of the North Star.
Fist of the North Star, and, you know, just a lot of the
Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, there's a lot of the older stuff that they just, you know, I don't, for some reason they can't, they either don't want to or can't get their hands on.
Yeah.
But I watched Sekirei. That was a really interesting anime.
Dude, that was like Pokemon with big boobs.
Yeah, that was like. That was like a, you know, yeah, Pokeho.
Yeah,
Pokeho.
Like this dude.
Yo,
pretty much, he caught all these chicks somehow, and like now he uses them in battle. Like, that's pretty much to sum it up.
Yeah. I believe that's kidnapping in America.
There's some guys, women are like madly in love with him. He's built a bond like Ash did with Pikachu, eh? Hopefully not, but Yeah, like
you that makes you think about Ash and Pikachu in a whole new light, doesn't
well,
it?
And it's one of those series that just ended, you know, that there's there
the, they brought back a second season.
They brought back a second season?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I need to catch up on that.
Yeah.
See, I'm too far away from my internet devices and stuff for too long.
I just saw recently, yeah, that there was, like, season two was up. Or I can't be positive it said season two, because it, like, it was second ray, and then it had, like, a word under it, like, second ray, like, unleashed or something like that. Like, So I can only imagine it's the second season, but who knows, could be like a revamp or something.
Yeah. And I think that everyone agrees that Full Metal Alchemist series.
That was pretty good. They've done so many variations on it too.
I haven't seen any of the variations, but I've seen the entire original through.
I've seen the entire original.
Dude, that shit is amazing.
If you've watched the entire original all the way through, I really recommend watching a couple of the other ones, just because they give you a different light and a different perspective.
It's kind of like What If.
The animation's a lot better in a lot of the other ones because they had more funding. I mean, it was just, you know, that they knew this was a great series and that
it was going to sell.
They could sell the original in a modified version over and over and over again.
And like they made the story just so much like and more intense battles. Like they were able to take the first one and just like where they found like all the parts where people may not have been like, oh, you know, this could have gone differently. They made it differently and like a more intense. And you know, granted, the first one was just so cool. I mean, the fact that they were able to intensify.
I wouldn't want to watch any of the further editions without seeing the entire first one.
They came
out
more.
Huh?
They came out with another version or just more seasons?
No, I believe after the first one had come out. They did an entire revamp of the series.
Which is Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Well, no, after the first one was the movie.
Yeah,
they did a couple of movies.
They did three movies now.
The other two have to be for Brotherhood.
So they redid the whole Brotherhood, and that was really, I mean, they cleaned it up a lot. It was really pretty in that one. I mean, it really was, and like you said, they made everything a lot more intense, and the storyline really grabbed you all of them. It was nice.
Yeah.
Might have to try to find those.
Like in the mines, when he got to the town with the mines people.
Yeah.
Like in Brotherhood, they ended up putting brothers there. That was where all he did was kick the warden's ass and shit.
Yeah, and the second one, there was a pair of brothers there that were impersonating them.
Yep.
They said they were Edward and Al, you know.
Elric,
yes. And
they were like these plant alchemists. It was really cool.
It was really interesting. They were working on making a synthetic philosopher stone, and so they were pretty experienced kids. It was a good fight to watch.
Actually, I think I've seen some of that, but there were some kids in the original series too that were pretending to be Edward and Alphonse.
Wasn't
in the original
not a credible
series
news
too.
Source.
In the original series, but it didn't come out. They didn't show you as much of the storyline in the original series. Okay, in the original series, that's the thing. They expanded some of the storylines that people liked.
Yeah.
And they drew it out a lot more, because in the original one, they get there, someone's the person named, they don't believe it's them, they go find them, get kicked out of the, kind of get their butts kicked in the castle and leave, you know, come back the next day, and like kind of whoop a little bit of butt, and then they explain their story of why they're impersonating them, blah, 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 and then they kind of, you know, I think they work together to destroy the research, blah, blah, and all that other stuff, and they tell them the truth about their father, and it's like, you know, one episode. You know, one or two episodes. In the Brotherhood, it's like three or four. And they really draw it out quite a bit.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, definitely if you're fans of the original, check out some of the variations. And, all the movies and do that shit. Because I said so.
So, yeah, checked out any new movies lately?
No. Actually, haven't watched any new movies. Dude, I've really been, like, not doing a whole hell of a lot in terms of, like, watching any kind of media, hence why I'm bad on my homework. Like, I'm not watching any media at all.
Let's not get down on ourselves, Joe.
I'm playing a lot of video games. Like, you know, like I said, Dead Space 2's been consuming a lot of my time, because I do want to play 3, so I want to get 2 all the way taken care of. Like, I only got to, like, chapter 11 or 12.
Oh, wow.
My first time through.
It was, like, 13, I think.
Is there?
Yeah.
That would make sense. But yeah, I'm close, but I keep getting my ass handed to me. So you know, me and my dad are tackling it together. We'll see what happens with that. And then I've been playing WoW.
Oh, and I'll never forgive you for this. I'll never forgive Joe for this. Just so everyone out there can hear that.
I'm a little ashamed myself.
It's fun. It's something to do.
No. Go on your WoW experience. Like, we didn't just, take it away from you.
No. I really wasn't about to get on my, soapbox and start talking about WoW. Like I have before said, I'm not the biggest fan of MMORPGs. This really is just one more MMORPG. It's another, go here, whoop this monster's ass, go here, do this, go here, do that, come back here, do this. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I really don't like the repetition of MMORPGs. I'm doing it for something to do, I have access to an account that allows me to, level up pretty well and shit, so it works out, I'm in a good guild that allows my character to level up even faster, and it's cool, it's no big deal. I'm not, starting multiple characters or anything.
You figure that soapbox probably, a foot tall, maybe two?
No.
Why don't you step down?
No, I'm a soapbox.
You totally just ranted about your World of Warcraft, guys.
Yeah, then talking from the guy who couldn't play the adult version of MMOs.
Oh, whatever. FF11. Dude, I was playing FF11 at a time where I was getting really, really busy. I had just gotten into a new job. I was getting a lot more social at the time. I had just gotten a new girlfriend. I was running around doing a whole bunch of shit that she wanted to do. And, yeah, there was no time for video games at that time in my life, and there's a lot more time in my life now for video games, so if I can play and
go find yourself some FF11.
I found my discs, actually, for FF11. I dug them out of a box the other day. I was pretty, nostalgic, I guess. I was like, I had a good time with that for a minute, until I got frustrated with it.
Oh.
Level 20.
I'm not getting much farther in World of Warcraft. I'm level 26, and I'm kind of like, meh. I don't know. I got a hunter, though, and that's fun. Like, I'm treating it like Pokemon. Hunter gets pets, right? And, your pets, they have, one of three traits, depending on what kind of animal they are. It's either, ferocious, and that's all, attack-based, or tenacious, which is, defense-based, or cunning, which is, a little bit of both. And, I'm just running around and I'm collecting animals with my hunter, and I've, just run out with different combinations of animals and make them go run and tear everything up for me while I just sit back and shoot shit from real far away. It's
about 2 feet tall now, Balo, just so you know, if you weren't checking.
Whatever. I do like treating it like Pokemon.
So, no new games then?
No new games, no.
And, yeah. You know of any upcoming games, new games you're interested in?
You're
playing?
I'm not too interested in any new games coming up right now. There's maybe some games coming up in a couple months that I'm interested in, but right now I'm pretty set in the games I'm playing.
What are you on now?
Right now I'm playing a computer game called League of Legends quite a bit. League of Legends, it's a... I don't know how to describe it.
Is it kind of like a DCU?
No, it's a individual, it's a 5-on-5 map, and every round is, you start from level 1 and you can get to level 18. But it's 5 versus 5. You all have your own individual characters. There's, you have your home base and, three lanes.
Oh, is that thing that was based on the Warcraft 3 engine?
It was based off of the Warcraft 3 custom game Dota. Defense of the Ancients, and this is League of Legends. It's one of the co-creators of that game has moved on to make this game, and I really like it. It's a fun game to play.
Alright, and me recently, I was riding the light rail, stupid fucking light rail, which isn't really all that stupid now. Recently I was just sitting there, and then when I went to get off, I looked on the seat ahead of me, and I found an Xbox game. How fucking lucky.
Which game was that?
It was Dungeon Siege 3, and
they might have left it there on purpose, hoping that it would find someone else to ruin their life. So tell us about Dungeon Siege 3, Babu.
I don't really have any new games to play, and, I've kind of beaten most of the ones I have, so I'm like, alright, time to start something new, and I started playing this, and right from the start, I'm like, oh, shit, this game. Fuck this game. And, but I ended up playing through it, and, like, more progressed, I was like, damn, dude, this game is fucking fun. Like, imagine a 3D Golden Axe. I mean, did you ever get down with your friends on Golden Axe?
Like, I did.
Fuck yeah, back in
like,
the day.
Like, you had
was
your buddy
shit.
With you, and you're just bashing through enemies, like...
Yeah, it was a real fun game.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. You got your friend with you, and you're, like, bashing through, like, caves and looking for treasure and upgrading your guys as you're moving along.
Oh, so are you playing it with someone then?
Yeah. Oh. I'm playing it with my roommate every now and again. But, I mean, even if you play by yourself, you have an NPC... Which isn't an NPC, because they are playable characters, like you're able to switch to them, but not in the game. Like,
right.
Once you have your character, as said. But, no, you can have up to 4 when you go online. And what's really cool about it is, there's these, decisions you have to make while talking to, like, townspeople, or, like, a native tribe that you may have insulted.
What do you mean, like, decisions that you have to make?
Like, you're like, well, should I kill these people, or should I trust them and give them my word that they won't be harmed? Should I just leave them alone? Should I, like, there's all these choices, and it's like, if you're playing co-op, like, you have other people with you, they are also allowed to have a say in the decision, and, like, you could all end up saying something different.
Oh, okay.
And it would affect it differently, like, or if you're all, like...
So everyone in that town or whatever would feel differently about everyone in the group or whatever?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, actually, no, it would not like that. It would be like, because you're all under the Legion, like, you are the Legion.
Okay.
And so you're representing the Legion, so...
Represent?
If you're an asshole, like, you're making everyone else an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not a good time if you have an asshole on your team.
Ah, so, there you go. Don't be an asshole when you're playing team games.
Yeah.
Oh, but every now and again, it's nice to have a city to ramp, so.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just keep looking forward to Injustice. I will be, like, gushing all kinds when that fucking game comes out. It's in a couple of months. You guys will get my full report. Watch me get it, and I'm going to be all like, man, that was disappointing.
I doubt it.
No, I highly doubt it. I don't think it'll be disappointing.
NetherRealm, fail us. I don't think so.
No, and all my favorite comic book characters and shit, dude. Like, some of the screenshots I've been seeing are really awesome. Like, some of the fights and shit, dude. Like, watching...
Yeah, I saw some trailers for, like, the characters, and they're doing these amazing combos and throwing the guy around the room.
Yeah, the graphics are pretty fucking sick. I'm really looking forward to busting some Nightwing, man. He's electrocuting those people with those fucking nightsticks.
The interactive stages, that's so cool.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. I know, like, I use this fucking podcast as a vehicle to just, you know, tout that fucking game over and over again. I don't really mean to. It's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not being paid by them or anything. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sorry.
You're not cutting me in, Joe?
No.
Damn it. Shout on that shit.
No.
Putting this together.
No, for real. I'm just really excited about it. You know, I've always been a huge fan of Mortal Kombat and the game engine and, you know, the people that make it. And
of course, man, I always love a good fighting game. Like, that's what you grow... I grew up with it. Like, that's what I started out with, is, like, fighting games.
Yeah. For me, it was Street Fighter 2 was my first fighting game.
Mortal Kombat.
And then Mortal Kombat shortly thereafter.
Mine was, the guy's Bloody Roar.
Bloody Roar.
Started out with Bloody Roar. Like, technically, it was Mortal Kombat.
What was that dinosaur game?
The dinosaur?
Yeah, there was a dinosaur fighting game.
Killer Instinct?
Yeah.
Or, no, because, no, Killer Instinct, no, Bloody Roar. Bloody Roar, no, you were, like, were animals.
Yeah,
like,
this is a different game. You were straight dinosaurs. And you fought each other. It was a dinosaur fighting game. I love that shit.
I remember playing it in the arcade, but I do not remember the name of that.
You'd think the dinosaur fighting game would have been a little bit more popular.
You would think, especially with kids. You know, the video game developers at the time, they were like, kids love dinosaurs. Kids love fighting games. It's going to be awesome.
Genius.
Right? And then it flops. Like,
you know,
when one person
awesome.
Remembers it, like, 30 years later.
Well, it was truly...
And he can't remember the name.
The one that was truly, honestly impressive was, like... And it was so simple, and, like... I'm glad that, like, it's still, like, out there. It's Pokemon Colosseum. Genius.
Genius.
Like, you got to hook up your Nintendo, your Game Boy to that shit.
Yeah, we were talking a bit about the Coliseum. I have yet to still check that out on the Wii, but...
And you have one. Gosh.
And I do have one.
So disappointed.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like I got money falling out my ass that I can just, you know, buy all these video games. If listeners want to start, you know, pitching money, you know, you contact us on our page and I'll give you my PayPal and you can just start giving me money.
Bob and Joe Show are taking
donations. So that Joe can play more video games. And do less homework.
You're not doing any right now, Mom. I don't see how you can do any less.
Good job, Joe.
Oh, just wait. You haven't seen the depths of my non-homework doing yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just ask all my teachers in high school. They'll tell you. But, yeah, I digress. I don't know. So, tell us a funny story from your life, Mike.
Oh, here, I got a funny story.
All right.
So, my family decides to go out of town. We have a family reunion, and my mom and sister decide to go out of town, and it's okay to leave me home to watch all the animals. Watch the house while everybody's gone, you know?
That's kind of shitty. Everyone else gets to go on vacation, and you're like... You're like Bart's evil twin that lives in the fucking attic.
You know, it was by intent, you know. I set it up so I could throw a kegger. I had, you know, just like, you know, I intended to have just, a nice little high school kegger. And I was going to a real small high school at the time. And, you know, it started off with, you know, maybe 20 or 30 people. And the next thing you know, it became a real high school party. And there was 300 or 400 people in my house. It was shoulder to shoulder, no room at all in the entire house. And the police ended up getting called. And while there was a mass exodus from my house, I ended up running upstairs where there was a small, you know, 1 foot by 2 foot window that you could reach with a chair and get out onto the roof. And I went and hid on the roof. And I saw the police coming upstairs, and they had one of my sister's friends there. And I think she's the one who called the cops. And,
why would she call the cops?
She just wanted to spoil my good times. I don't know what to say.
But, that sucks. Don't invite your sister's friend.
Well, maybe that was the problem. I didn't invite her.
Oh. She was all mad.
Yeah, maybe. <Didn't invite> But I remember seeing them come up the stairs, and I ducked behind the window, and I heard the police say, "Where does this window go?" And she said, "Oh, it just goes to the roof," and they shut the window.
Oh, shit.
And it's only about, you know, a 20-foot drop from my roof to the ground, you know, so there's no way I'm getting out that way. And here I am on my roof about 20, 30 minutes. It's night. It's cold. I'm starting to get desperate. I've knocked on the window for a long time. There's no one left in the house, so, you know. I take my sweater off and I wrap it around my fist. I'm getting ready to break the window so I can get inside.
Oh, shit. Things are getting serious.
Here comes one of my friends out of the bathroom, right to the right of that window, upstairs, hiding in the bathroom with the dogs. I didn't know that the dogs were upstairs in that bathroom anymore. I was faded. And the police wouldn't go in there because the dogs were in there.
Awesome. That's an awesome hiding spot.
Yeah. So he ended up coming out and let me out. And
you had the right idea.
It was one hell of a night, I'll say that.
Wow. Awesome times, man.
You know, note is, you know, for any of you high school kids out there, is, you know, don't throw a kegger at your house. Go to somebody else's.
Don't be the guy stuck on the roof. Be the guy bouncing and not caring if you break something on the way out.
Or go hide with the dogs.
Or go hide with the dogs. We've
learned
police
won't go into that room.
I don't know. Hide with the dogs could possibly be the name of this episode. Because, no, that's legit. Dude, that's fucking amazing. Not that I ever really do that much illegal shit.
Yeah, I'm a little too old for that.
Illegal
I'm a little too old for, you know, going to a kegger that's not legal.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I'm going to any more high school parties.
No. That's how you end up getting stuck with, like, the fucking contributing to delinquency, even if you didn't buy the shit. So... If you're, like, the oldest person at the party or whatever, they always stick it to you, so...
Yeah, or statutory.
Well, don't be doing that. That goes without saying. Don't be doing that shit.
We don't encourage that bullshit.
That's just a very horrible joke. Well, that will be edited from this now. That's what editing's for.
Yeah, no, we're not editing no shit. Sweat. No, we do edit. I do edit. I take a good time out of my days to edit. It actually requires a lot longer than it does to record these things, because I have to listen to everything, and then I have to figure out and make a decision, and then reverse, and then cut some shit out, and then listen to it again, okay, make sure it makes sense, and then reverse, and
you
undo,
love the sound of our voices.
It's fun, actually. I enjoy it. It's not bad.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, no, it's really not that bad. I'm just saying, you know.
You'll be fine. No worries.
I'm just saying, you don't do it, Bobo.
Oh.
I'm just giving you shit.
Shit talker.
Nah. Actually, I don't know. I like editing. It's fun. What do you got, Bobo?
I don't know, Joe. What do you got?
That's all I got?
That's all I got. Okay, if you got questions or comments, feel free to hit us up at The Bobo and Joe Show.
You can like us on Facebook by searching The Bobo and Joe Show, or follow us on Twitter at Bobo and Joe Show, or click the links on our Podomatic site. For Facebook, that's The Bobo, B-O-B hyphen O, and Joe Show. Or on Twitter is BOBOANDJOESHOW at Bobo and Joe Show. So there you go. Like us, follow us, do as we command. Mwah-ah-ah.